Welcome back to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of Academia EDU, and I'm really excited you're tuning in today. Right, so I want to set the scene for today's discussion. And just as a reminder, as always, this isn't my personal endorsement of the findings. We're simply taking a neutral look at academic research and what it might mean for us as curious listeners. Today, we're diving into a recent paper by Chuck Lane. He's the lead author, and his colleagues, exploring a fascinating question in sports science and actually public health more broadly. The paper's title is Acute Knee Extensor Fatigue Does Not Influence Static Balance Control. And wow, that's kind of a mouthful, right? So let's break down what this actually means for everyday people like us. At the heart of this paper lies a single, rather practical question. If you get your thigh muscles, specifically your knee extensors, super tired, like from heavy exercise, does that make you worse at standing still and balancing? And why does that matter? Well, falling is a really big issue, especially as people get older. Statistically, falls represent a huge risk for injuries, medical bills, and reduced quality of life. So understanding what truly affects balance could make a massive difference, both for clinicians and for anyone trying to stay healthy as they age. Now, you might have heard before that muscle fatigue makes people wobbly. Previous studies have shown, for example, that if you tire out your ankle muscles, your balance gets noticeably worse. But the evidence for other muscles, like the knee extensors, is much less clear. Some studies say yes, others say no, and the story is kind of muddled. That's exactly where Chuck Lane and his team come in. They wanted to isolate this question. If we just make your knee extensors tired, does your static balance, meaning your ability to just stand still without swaying much, actually get worse? And crucially, they measured this with two commercially available balance assessment devices, the Zibrio Smart Home Scale and the Neurocom Balance Master, which are both, tools you might encounter outside the high-tech lab environment. So what did they do? They took 16 healthy young adults and ran them through a pretty intense knee extension workout to deliberately fatigue those muscles. To be precise, they used a leg extension machine, with participants basically going all out up and down with increasing and decreasing weights until those muscles hit, by their measure, a 30% drop in peak strength. Then, right after this exhaustion protocol, they tested everyone's static balance using the two devices, not just once, but over several time intervals, as the participants recovered. Here's where things get interesting. Despite participants' thigh muscles being significantly fatigued, neither balance device showed any drop in static balance. That is, people were just as good at standing still immediately after fatiguing their knee extensors as they were before getting tired. This was consistent across the devices, across all the time points, and for both men and women. Just to throw in a human touch here, I once tried to see how many squats I could do without collapsing, and I swear my legs shook so much, but apparently that wobbliness doesn't translate to how well you can stay upright in place, unless, like, you've also got wobbly ankles, which is a different story. Let's zoom in a little bit on what this actually means for you as a listener. Maybe you're someone who exercises, or you're concerned about aging and falls, or you're a coach or therapist working with people's mobility. What's the practical takeaway? Well, according to this study, simply fatiguing your thigh muscles, again, specifically the knee extensors, does not seem to impact your static balance when just standing still, at least if you're a healthy young adult. That suggests that real-life standing balance might be more dependent on other muscle groups, especially the ankles, or maybe even on your nervous system's control of posture. So if your goal is fall prevention, focusing solely on thigh strength or worrying about your balance if your thighs are tired might not be the central concern for static balance. But before we get too excited or too skeptical, let's not lose sight of one thing. The authors themselves point out a few limitations. Their sample was young and healthy, so things might look different in older adults or those with balance issues. Also, they only looked at static eyes open balance, not balance while moving or with your eyes closed or standing on one foot. The balance devices themselves are designed for ease and speed, not always the full range of subtle measures you'd get in a biomechanics lab. So, as with all academic research, this isn't the last word. It's a piece of the puzzle. And one minor note, did you ever notice how gyms always have mirrors right in front of you when you're doing squats? I've always wondered if that's so you can admire your form, or just so you can see the look on your face when you realise you have four more sets left. Anyway, not really related, but it popped into my head reading about thigh muscle fatigue. Let's wrap things up. Chuck Lane and his colleagues have brought us a study that suggests knee extensor fatigue by itself does not make you worse at static balance, at least in healthy young adults using common balance tools. For anyone listening, the message is, don't assume tired thighs mean you'll instantly lose your balance while standing still. But, as always, more research, broader populations, and other aspects of balance still need to be explored. Remember, papers aren't absolute truth. They're a springboard for reflection, discussion, and, ideally, better decisions in the real world. Thanks for joining me. You've been listening to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, presenting this paper from a neutral point of view, and I hope you got some food for thought. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and keep exploring.